Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I decided today to do the Intuitive Message Friday episode as a live for this week. I'm feeling really called to just get started, or to do a collective reading for everyone, for anybody who is part of the community, and for anyone who watches this, who feels drawn to this message, this is for you. So today I'm working with my Threads of Fate Lumen Edition Oracle card deck, and we're gonna see just what comes up. If you're here with me live, make sure to say hi. Love to see all the friendly faces. And got the first card, patience. Are you being patient with yourself? Ooh, here's the next one, the Wildling. Are you taking chances? Let's see. And Sacred Sexuality. I think we've got, let's see what else we've got coming up. So far, patience. What I'm getting is we all need to be patient with ourselves at this time. There is so much going on in our world today that it's hard to keep track. Hey, Lindsay. It's really hard to kind of stay on top of our self-care, or to stay on top of all of the things that you have to do day to day, right? It gets overwhelming. And you have to be patient with yourself. It's okay if you didn't check off everything on your to-do list. There's always tomorrow. Just make sure that you are taking the time to still take care of you in some way, rather than getting overwhelmed by all of the things, because eventually you won't be able to complete it if you're not taking care of you, right? Something's got to give. The Wildling, if you're feeling called to express yourself in your true authentic way, and you've been holding back, and your ideas or your opinions aren't really the popular opinions of the collective, but you feel strongly in sharing them, do so. Right now, what we need more than ever is people who are speaking up, speaking their truth, and standing up for not only what you believe in, but for what is right. So this is just to show you. Here's the patience card. It's a turtle with some plants growing around it. And then our Wildling card. This two-sword shield that's appearing there. Love that. And then we got Sacred Sexuality. Check out this beauty. It's a full moon, which I believe is today, or tomorrow is the full moon. We're in full moon energy right now, and the moon is connected to Goddess, right? And we can take that energy that is that full moon energy and that sacred sexual energy that is within us, the divine feminine energy that can really apply to anybody. It's not just women, but taking this energy and allowing it to nurture and to be strong within us when we are living a life that is too much in the divine masculine or masculine energy, too young, right? I've talked about this before in other episodes related to like Chinese medicine and yin yang energy, but when we're too much in the yang, then we're always in like this forward movement, and there can be a lot of fire or heat that's coming. There can be chaos when it's not in control. And yin, or the divine feminine, can be more quiet, but also vibrant. It's creative. It's alive. It is what gives life. And we need to create that nurturing space for ourselves, within ourselves, so that we can move through the world in a nurturing and conscious way. When we're too much in our masculine, too much in our yang, we're just moving forward. We're like a train without brakes, right? We just march, keep going. And sometimes we need to slow down. We need to create, we need to nurture and hold that space. So perhaps being patient with yourself, that first card, tying into that sacred sexuality or divine feminine that is within you, so that you can put forth the message or the work that you want to create as the wildling that you are, right? Maybe you're not so much using your voice, but maybe you're creating something that is completely different from what the world expects you to do. And allowing yourself the space and the opportunity to do that by nurturing that within you. Let's see. What else do we have for the collective? Anything else that needs to come through? Let's find out. I feel there's something else. Woo, there it is. Ascension. I think this is going to be our last one. I feel it. Ascension. So we are all right now at this time in a state of ascension. Everything is being up-leveled or upgraded in some way. We're all going through this up-leveling in our frequency. And this is true, I think, from a health physical perspective as well as a mental, emotional, spiritual perspective. We all know somebody who's growing in a spiritual sense, but we've also seen with the state of the world over the past year with the pandemic and being home, that we are all, the majority, have stepped into a place of taking care of themselves and taking control of their health and well-being for themselves, rather than leaving it up to somebody else to care about their health or wellness, like a doctor, for instance, right? We're not relying so much on that external source to provide us healthcare. We are taking it upon ourselves to bring health and wellness into our life, create it as part of our lifestyle, support our body in the way that it needs to be supported so that it can do the work that it already is able and born knowing how to do. And I truly believe that this is one form of ascension that's happening right now for the collective as a whole, the majority, who have stepped into this power of taking control of their own body and their own well-being. And others who maybe have started that track prior to this year or this pandemic taking place and starting that roller coaster, those people are now upgrading in a way or ascending in a way that's more in a spiritual nature. You have to go through these different levels, and we start in our more rooted or physical form as we progress through these levels. And the vibration and frequency and the nature with which that's happening, or the frequency with which that's happening from the community that I'm a part of, myself, and observing in others that I know and on social media and around the world, things are changing, things are up-leveling, people are opening up their mind, people are seeing that there is this true interconnectedness, collective of, or connection of the unconscious between all of us. And so it's no longer about separateness. We may express ourselves in our individual forms here in this physical life, but truly we are all interconnected, and seeing that and acknowledging that and truly taking that in, I think is a beautiful thing. Might be rambling now, but I believe and I know that this is the way that we're all headed, and it's only getting faster. So be patient with yourself. Do what you feel called to do, even though it may seem completely out of the blue. Maybe you've been indoctrinated into believing that you have to live life a certain way to fit the mold, maybe that your family has expected for you to fit into, or whatever the case might be. But take that divine feminine energy from within you and allow yourself to create and show up as the person that you truly are. And the ascension is only going to continue to unfold for you. You're going to continue to level up each step of the way. So keep doing what you're doing, but be patient with yourself in the process. Whew, I think that completes the reading for today's collective. Thank you so much for joining. I am going to be back on here for a live episode next Wednesday for our Wellness Wednesday for a self-care routine. And we'll see how maybe Intuitive Message Fridays end up going live as well. We'll see how that kind of goes. But that came to me as I was getting ready to not just record this as just a pre-recorded video to post later. I kept hearing, go live, go live. So here I am with you all. Thank you for joining me. And if you're watching the replay, let me know if this message resonates with you. And even if you're watching live too, I'd love to know how this message resonates. And share it or invite others to join our Holistic Me community here. Thank you so much for being a part of it and for supporting and sharing in this healing process that we're all going through together. I love you all so much, and I can't wait to chat with you again soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy your weekend. Until next time, stay well, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.